This is our day to shine, to bring light and love to the world around us. What I want to talk about for the next few moments are two great truths that I hope will bring a lot of freedom. Number one, I want to talk about why you and I don't need to know any more than we know right now to have a great day. And number two, I want to talk about how to read the Bible to really change your life and what the wisest person that I know said about that. So here we go. We're looking at Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. And in the third chapter, he's been talking about how I haven't already achieved this. I haven't already attained the goal, but I press on. I keep moving towards Christ, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead. And then in verse 15 of chapter 3, he says, all of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. Now, unfortunately, this translation misses some of the sting or the irony in Paul's statement. Jerry Hawthorne talks about this in his commentary. Paul uses a couple of times here a real important word in Christianity, in ancient thought, Greek philosophy, telos. We get like our word telescope, the end of something or its purpose. And so what Paul says in verse 12 is, I use the verbal form of that word. I have not been telos yet. I'm not perfect. Don't think that I'm perfect. Because apparently there were people who thought they had arrived. They thought that they were telos. So he says, I have not been telos yet. And then verse 15, all of us then who are, air quotes, mature, all of us then who are perfect, telos, not you, he's saying, should take such a view of things. In other words, anybody who thinks they've arrived, they're in trouble, they're not seeing it correctly. But then he goes on, if on some point you think differently about this, God too will make it clear to you. And then here's his summary statement on this. Only let us live up to what we have already attained, to what we already know, to the knowledge that we have already arrived at. In any case, he is saying, I was talking to somebody yesterday who is very troubled by just how many people claim to be Christians and yet are unattractive, uncompelling, the opposite of winsome, and that's a huge problem. And of course, that's a problem with me. I'm one of those people. So Paul is saying, however much we may be uncertain about any issue, what should we do about this? And part of the problem is Christians fight about that kind of stuff in ways that are pointless or ego-driven. And Paul says, no, 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 let's start here. Let's live up to what we already know to be true, the level of knowledge that we have already attained. Old, old, old preacher story about a church that gets a preacher and he comes in and the first sermon that he preaches is wonderful. It's biblically true, theologically accurate, actionable. And then they come back the next week and he preaches exactly the same sermon. And then the next week and he preaches exactly the same sermon. And finally they say, like, don't you have any other sermons? And he says, yeah, I do. As soon as you start living up to this one, then we'll get on to sermon number two. Now, this gets to the deep problem that we face and how it is that we need to read the Bible. I'm going to try to explain this the best I can. It involves kind of a clumsy word. This is from Dallas Willard, a book about Dallas, The Kingdom Among Us. There's a quote from Dallas. Christian faith must come from an ontology. Ontology is the basic questions about reality. Secularism is not a conspiracy. It is a theory of reality authorized by the Western intellectual world. An ontologist is somebody who is seriously, earnestly seeking to find out what is real. And inevitably, that's all of us. And what was staggering about Dallas is the way that he read the Bible very intelligently, very critically, with a very relaxed, open mindset, but above all else, to find out what's real. And he said, reality is what you can count on. So a little bit more from Dallas. In a revealing moment from a 2004 lecture, Willard named why he read the Bible in the peculiar way that he did, advising everyone to do the same. He says, after some remarks on modern attempts to understand the kingdom of God, Here's what I'm saying to you, and it is extremely important to get this, because you have to be, in a certain manner, an ontologist if you're going to understand the scripture. An ontologist is one who understands being, what it is for things to be, and what kinds of things there are. We talk about the Trinitarian nature of God, the spiritual nature of God, and so on. What we have to understand is the kingdom of God is simply God's ruling. The basic reality of the kingdom of God is simply the person of God and how it is that God rules. So, a bit more about this. We all have to know what is real if we're going to be able to live. If you think for a moment about when you were a kid, when you did something wrong, you hit, you lied, you stole, you cheated, and you did those things. I know because I did those things. What did your mom say? She said, "You know better." She didn't say you ought to feel better or suspect better or trust better or faith better or believe better. You know, your mom was an ontologist, and she understood there is such a thing as moral reality. We cannot live without that. We cannot raise children without that. A little child, when they are born, we are ontologists. We have to find out what's real, what can I count on in order to live. So a child will ask, can this object satisfy my hunger? Well, I'll stick it in my mouth and find out. Can I count on it? Is this large person in my house going to be available at any time to comfort me and relieve my suffering? Well, I'll try crying real loud at 1 a.m, and then again at 2 a.m, and then again at 3 a.m, and I will find out what can I count on. And then as we grow older, but the problem is we are inundated by false messages about reality. What can I count on? I can count on my money. I can count on my looks, I can count my IQ, and then a crisis comes, bankruptcy, the economy collapses, or aging and wrinkles and gray hair, or a stroke that impacts my brain. A crisis reveals my illusions about the nature of reality. Dallas used to say that pain is what we experience when we run into reality. So to read the Bible ontologically means to read it intelligently, thoughtfully, earnestly seeking to find out what is real, what is true, what can I count on in life. And we look primarily to those main things, that there is a God and that he created all that is, so that his existence is a good thing, and that love is a good thing, and that truth is a good thing, and that I am not alone. And then constantly, sincerely, wholeheartedly, we are to test these things by putting them into practice and finding out in our own experience, what do we observe? If I speak truth consistently, or if I seek to forgive, or if I try to be generous. So, for example, Dallas writes about how in Psalm 23, the psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He says, we read those kind of things and we ask ourselves, is somebody who said that living in the real world? And Dallas says, they're living in the most real world. Because that's the world where God is present and constantly available. And here's the thing, in just a unique way amongst folks that I knew, Dallas brought not just this remarkable mind and IQ and reading to scripture, he did that. But for some reason, he was relentlessly, inexorably driven in a relaxed and open way to test that in everyday life. And part of what struck me from when I first knew him was it was just apparent he knew that he could count on God. Tiny little example of this. I was flying someplace recently and the first leg of my flight got delayed way late, so then I'm rushing around getting another ticket on another airline to cover the first leg and calling the original airline so they're still onto the second leg. And then the new flight that I got on got delayed for an hour, and then it got diverted, so it took twice as long to get in someplace. And I thought, I'm not going to be making that next leg. And my heart rate was accelerating. I was worried. I was anxious. I was preoccupied. I was leaking. And I was talking yesterday to my friend Brandon, who was telling me one time he was at a conference and Dallas was supposed to speak at it, and Dallas's plane was late. So Dallas shows up 45 minutes late and he walks in and he just starts talking and teaching in a very relaxed, serene manner. And it was real clear. It just did not disturb his body. It did not increase his heart rate. Why? Because over and over again, every day, when there's troubles, when there's confusion, when there's a problem, when he needs wisdom, he was this ontologist who would go to God, who would talk with God, who would surrender to God. And he had discovered at the cellular level in his mental map, the Lord is my shepherd. And I'm not in charge of airplanes and weather, traffic. And that's a real good thing. God will watch out for me. And his project keeps going on. So if I'm stuck here in my plane, I can be present in his kingdom here. And if the plane lands on time, I can be present in his kingdom there. Nothing can get in the way of the Lord being my shepherd. See, I don't know it like that yet. My heart doesn't know it like that yet. My blood pressure doesn't know it like that yet. My mind doesn't know it like that yet, but I want to be. That's to read the Bible ontologically. So today, you don't need to know more. You may have all kinds of questions. You may not even know if there's a God out there, but you know certain things. You know that it is a good thing to pursue what is right, that it's good to speak truth, that it's good to love. We know all that we need to know to keep us busy all day long. So today, instead of worrying about what you don't know, good to keep learning, keep studying. Instead of worrying about that, what do you know? What are you called to live up to from one moment to the next? And then do it and look at it as you read through this book and seek to put it to the test to find out what can I count on. And if you find out, if I find out that it's Jesus that I can count on in his life, in his kingdom, then I can shine.
Hey, welcome to Become New. We're so glad that you're checking out our channel. We send out daily teachings about 10 minutes every weekday to help you grow spiritually one day at a time. And with each teaching, which really is about God, about the Bible, about life, psychology, philosophy, theology, with each teaching, there's included a little practice that you can try out for that day to help you grow spiritually. So we're growing from the inside out with the teaching, but we also want to grow from the outside in by putting these practices into our lives. So I hope that you'll tune in and join us on that spiritual growth journey. I love today's teaching. Reading the Bible ontologically, which is kind of an awkward word, is such a revolutionary idea for many of us. I know for me, I recently started reading through the Bible, not looking at the people in the Bible as the main characters, but shifting to look at God as the main character of each story. And each story there to show us a little bit more about the kind of person God is. And one thing I discovered in that journey is that me and God are very, very different. We don't think the same. We don't behave the same. We don't want the same things. But through Jesus' teaching and through really examining the Bible that way, my heart is changing. One day at a time. And I know that can be true for you too. So I hope you'll tune in. I'm glad you're here. If you want more information, go to becomenew.com. Otherwise, catch you next time.